when somebody asks you to tell them about yourself?
Oh God.
What do you start with?
I start with, oh God. and then I say, I'm absolutely part of craft beer, and yeah. craft beer is part of me. Like, yeah. I tried to get away for a while, and it never worked. Mm-hmm. And so now it's craft beer and diversity. So that's my big cut.
The first time I met Ren Navarro, I was at Arabella Park with a couple of my friends. I had had one too many beers, and I saw her sitting at the bar. I recognized her because we had talked so many times on Twitter, but I had never actually met her in real life. So I said to my friend, hold on a second, I gotta go over and say hi to this woman. I walked over, I tapped her on the shoulder, and I was like, Ren, it's me, Beth, your friend from the internet. She immediately got up and embraced me in such a warm hug, and she just seemed so genuinely kind and so happy to meet me. And I knew after that I wanted to talk to her about her new project that I had heard about on Instagram. Ren just recently quit her job with Redline as a sales rep, and she started a website that's called beer-diversity.com, where she's devoted to talking about diversity in the Ontario craft beer scene. In case you haven't noticed, the craft beer scene is pretty white and it's pretty male. So Ren is putting all of her efforts into diversifying that scene and making it inclusive for everybody. If you pick up the July issue of the Community Edition, you can read my interview with Ren. But for now, we'll get back to the interview. And in case you're wondering, I'm Beth, and this is TC Radio.
I mean, I can't speak for Britt, but I think that we both experienced it. Like, you tell someone that you, like, especially men, you tell men that you're into craft beer. Because it's something, when I meet somebody and they're like, oh, like, what are your hobbies? I usually say music and craft beer.
Yeah.
Both two things that are confusing to explain as hobbies. But yeah, you usually, like, those are generally more masculine hobbies, so you almost have to feel like you have to, like, prove yourself and explain it.
Yeah, but I think with the advent of all these women's mm-hmm. beer groups, so there's, like, you know, Queen of Craft, Society of Beer Drinking Ladies, there's Iron Beer Maidens in Hamilton, there's Electric City Beer Betches Brigade in Peterborough, mm-hmm. like, beer is not a guy's thing anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like a guy's thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that over the last 5 years, it's getting to that point where you can't walk up to a woman and be like, name your 5 favorite hops. Like, it's just, it's not a thing anymore, because also there's a ton of female sales reps, there's a ton of female brewers. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many things that have changed, but it's like, get out of here with that. Like, mm-hmm. that's just, you're just being stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you turn back to that guy and said, you name 5 hops, they'd name like 3.
Yeah.
Be like, ooh, you don't need to know the other 2. Right? Like,
it's a secret.
There's secret hops. Girls don't even know about them.
Yeah.
And I think that what I'm seeing is that stuff is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, but it's changing.
Are there any times where you felt like there wasn't a spot for you in the beer community?
I think I made my own spot.
Yeah?
So I never had that, like, oh, I don't feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've grown up in spots where it's like, I'm one of, like, a handful of black kids. Like, my mom lives in Port Dover.
Mm.
And when the migrant workers are gone, it's my mom.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, and she lived in Stratford, and I, like, work part-time in Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents were never, like, you need to feel included. Mm-hmm. They're just like, just go. Just be yourself. Be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
People will take you in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm doing all the beer diversity thing, because there's a lot of people who can't just be like, screw mm-hmm. you, I'm just going to come to the table.
So far with her new project, Ren's been invited to speak at restaurants, colleges, breweries, and she even has an upcoming event at a farm. I asked Ren what her overall goal was for the project, and this is what she said.
Right now, my goal is to start a conversation.
Okay.
And a lot of people have asked me, like, how do we fix this and how do we make it better? And I'm like, I don't have the answers on fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think making it better is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, we understand that this system is inherently broken in a lot of ways, right? Like, the world is currently way broken.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when children are in cages, the world is broken. And I know that beer is not the biggest thing, but beer is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, macro and craft and all of that stuff. And, you know, I think last count there was like 260 new craft breweries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't just keep having white guys selling the beer.
If you want to read my interview with Ren Navarro in full, make sure to pick up a copy of the Community Edition, which is on stands around King Street, Uptown and Downtown, and online right now. Also, while I'm at it, the Community Edition has two fundraisers that are coming up in July. On July 12th, we're doing Buffy the Vampire Trivia at Chainsaw. And then on July 18th, we're doing a screening of I Know What You Did Last Summer at the Apollo. So please make sure to come out to both of those events and support local independent community media. Now we're going to switch gears, but before that, here's a message from our sponsors.
Hey, this is Misty from the City of Kitchener's downtown team, here to talk to you about some of the cool events coming up in downtown this summer. The next series we have is with So Far Sounds Waterloo, and it's called Books and Nooks. And I have Amit here to tell you a little bit about it.
Hey, I'm the city lead for So Far Sounds Waterloo. We host secret invite-only pop-up concerts across the city every month. And we're hosting three free shows this summer with the City of Kitchener. You can find the next one on July 26th.
For more information on this series, you can go to downtownkitchener.ca/summer or find Books and Nooks on Facebook.
All right. Hello, everybody. I am your host and editor-in-chief of the Community Edition, Beth Bowles. And I'm joined today by our advertising manager, Kara Lucas.
Hello.
And our publisher, Lakin Barton.
Hello.
We are sitting in a very, very toasty room.
So warm.
It's so hot in here.
It's like a mini pleasant hellscape.
It's like a little sauna.
Yeah. Didn't think I was going to be in a sauna today. I'm wearing pants.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah. Probably not the best idea. But you know what? You live, you learn, you keep going.
I almost wore a long sleeve shirt today.
That's Why? Absolutely absurd.
I don't know. Then I looked at my phone and I was like, what am I doing? It's not October.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. not.
Just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? What's up?
I'm good.
I'm good too. It's been a whirlwind of a month.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just in that nice post steel rails recovery zone where it's like things are starting to get back to normal. We were talking about how we didn't have any plans after steel rails.
Yeah.
We're like, what are we doing this weekend?
I totally forgot that it was a long weekend. People are like, what are you doing for the July 1st long weekend? And I was like, I don't know. What? Like, yeah, then all my friends left and I had no one to hang out with, so crying.
Cool.
Well,
all of our houses are in the post-steel rails effect, is what I call it, because everything is destroyed and, like, our offices are, so that's what I did on the weekend. Mm.
Yeah, I really need to clean my apartment. I will get to it. I'm hoping when we get back, we're all going away this weekend, but when we get back from that...
For another work
day. Yeah, then I will unpack the fourth of the unpacked... not unpacked suitcases, and then it'll finally be done, and life will move forward.
Yeah. So maybe for context's sake, we're talking a lot about this event that took over our lives, but if you don't know what we're talking about, Kara Lakin and myself put on a very large event, I guess, what, 2 weeks ago now, which was wild that it was 2 weeks ago, because I feel like it was just last night. But who wants to explain what Steel Rails is? Because I always stumble when I have to do this because it's so weird.
Well, Steel Rails is an interactive art party hosted by the Community Edition that is sometimes on a train, because one year we weren't, is what I say. It's a fun mystery. We make people buy tickets, and they sell out every year, and we literally tell them nothing. We say there might be some art, there's some food, you should probably all have a good time.
You don't know where you're going, but just come with us.
Yeah. We'll send a bus for you and then come meet us somewhere. We've been spending months working on this. We promise it'll be cool.
It's kind of awesome that we still do sell out and that people, like, trust us. Like, we don't even tell you where the location is of the party, yet people are still buying tickets and they're buying them so quickly, which to me is so crazy. I don't know if I would... trust us.
We're very trustworthy.
Yeah.
And we've never led people wrong.
Yeah, so. I take it back. Do you guys want to tell me what your first Steel Rails was?
Okay. My first...
We had the same first Steel Rails, right?
2015?
When we were on the train in the shop.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But we didn't know each other then.
No. So. I think that was the first time I ever met you, Lakin.
I think so, yeah.
It was very, it was a big microscope into our future together.
It was.
Yeah,
I was there working for the Community Edition. I was doing the studio there. I had the editor-in-chief at the time, Allison Leonard, invited me on. She's like, come to Steel Rails. I had heard of it before, of course, but I had never been around to be able to, in the summer, to go. She's like, just do all the Instagram and the Twitters. The Twitters. And so I was just thrown on this weird train party that I had no idea. I had no inside scoop at all. Allie told me nothing. And then I just had to, like, record it. I was, like, a roaming social media reporter.
Yeah. I started here about a week before Steel Rails that year. So I was really, really green to this role as advertising manager. And Allison Leonard and Bryn Ossington, who was our executive director, Old Lakin at the time, invited me to go, and I didn't know what to expect. I knew a lot of my friends had been to Steel Rails in the past and had a great time. I was never able to get tickets, so I did have some expectations going in. But when we arrived, there was an inflatable dinosaur walking around, and I just thought, this is well beyond anything I could have ever tried to imagine. To have expectations going in is, I think, kind of unattainable.
Yeah. So you've like volunteered every Steel Rails. You've never just attended one, right?
I've never just attended one, no.
That's always funny. Yeah, because you were running ice back and forth on the train your first year.
I was trying to. It's really difficult because I find when the train starts moving, it takes about 25 minutes for people to really get the flow of traffic going through such tight quarters. Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone's like distracted by the art and the amazing installations that are going on. And then after about 20 minutes, it clears a bit. But that particular year, that was basically the end of a train ride. So, and ice had been melted at that point. So my job kind of was obsolete, and I was able to enjoy it a little bit that year just because there wasn't much that I could do in the ice situation, unfortunately. So if you had a warm beer in 2015, sorry, guys.
It was Care Lucas's fault.
Yeah.
She takes full responsibility.
Send hate mail to Care, not to Beth. Or Lake.
No. Yeah, and then we came back at 2016, and then as organizers, full-on organizers, that's when we weren't on a train.
Yeah. that was my first Steel Rails. So I feel like I had kind of a different experience with Steel Rails, because my first one was the one 2 years ago at Lot 42, and there was no train. So kind of like my introduction to Steel Rails was that it was trainless. I didn't really understand the train. A lot of people were like, oh, there's no train. And I was like, I don't get what that means at all. But the Lot 42 party was incredible. I thought it was amazing. And I was stationed at the same spot because I was volunteering as a bartender. And I was stationed at the same spot the whole night, but I just remember these like weird men on stilts just like appearing from behind like a big shipping container. So even from being stationary in one spot, I still had such a good time. So coming back last year when it was at the Dome was completely different because the train was involved, but yet I still didn't get to go on the train because I was stationed once again as a bartender inside the Dome. I didn't even really see the train. I had no idea. So this year was my first year as an organizer. I was the baby of the team, but it was really interesting because this was my third Steel Rails, but my first time on the train. And I didn't really get it, like, the whole time we were planning the train, and I know I, like, turned to Lakin and Care so much just about information about the train. I didn't really know how it was going to work. But it's, like, that second you're actually on the train for the first time, you're like, oh, my God, this is sick. So I think, like, I'm really grateful for the experience that we had this year because I wasn't just standing behind a bar, which is what I try to tell all of our bartenders this year. I'm like, don't worry, guys. One day, your time will come when you can
move to the train.
Yeah, when you can move around and stuff. But yeah, it was really rewarding to get to kind of like see everything come together, especially having never been on the train before. I think it was a really fun, cool thing to see. Yeah,
it was a wild party this year. I've never. For those of you who were in attendance,
it was wild.
Double the length of the train that we normally run. Normally it's 6 cars, we were up to 12.
Booze was a flowing.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
The train just kept going. You just kept walking into a different dance party or a different art installation or different people that you didn't even know were on the train because there's 500 people on a train and you're not going to see all of them all at one time. But it was great. It was a wet, rainy night, and I think everyone just kind of made the most of it.
In some ways, that was great because I just think historically, Steel Rails has always been really, really hot.
We've never had a rain day, ever.
No.
9 years.
It's always kind of like the studio right now, and I'm dying in here right now. So, I mean, it's always that time of year. It's a warm day, and I'm grateful for the sun, but the rain really cooled things down this year, and that changed the overall feeling of the train, I think.
I think people also realize that they can't blame us for the weather. Yeah. And like we all just kind of had to make the most of it. Of like, yeah, we're gonna get a little bit wet in the running between the train and the shop, but make it work.
One of our longtime sponsors, Daryl Waddy, he came up to me during the worst of the rain, I think, when we were all outside. And I think he saw that I had a little bit of terror in my eyes, like, what is happening to steel rails? And he just said to me, you know what, we're not witches, we won't melt. And it made me laugh. And he said, I wish people would get out together more in the rain as adults and just have some fun. And that's what we were doing. So I think overall it was great. It turned out really well.
Yeah, I had a moment probably like when we were deciding to move everything from outside into the shop. I just had this moment where I was like, I'm going to cry. It's raining, and I was so stressed out. I had this like walkie-talkie on my shoulder that just kept on like, yelling at me the whole time, and I didn't know what the words were saying.
That was us.
And
it was, yeah. On the other side of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was
Beth, can you hear me?
Yeah. And me just crying, I can't hear you. I can't hear anything. Like, I was just, like, freaking out. But I was really impressed with how quickly everyone picked up everything and moved it inside. And how people were just really good sports about it. I mean, people were still waiting in line for the food trucks, getting soaked. Our volunteers were getting
amazing.
So soaked. And they were still had smiles on their faces. And it was incredible.
I love the people who are wearing the box tops as hats.
Yes.
That became a fashion trend this year.
Or the people that were smoking cigarettes underneath the truck. Like they
did not approve of that.
Yeah. But they're just like seeking shelter anywhere that they could possibly find it. So, yeah, it was this nice moment where people just kind of came together and, like, were, like, sharing umbrellas with strangers. And it was, like, this beautiful sense of community, which I think is what, like, Steel Rails is all about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this month in the July issue of the Community Edition, I wrote my editor's note kind of about my aha moment that I had at Steel Rails. So to preface, as we were planning and as I was kind of being integrated and trained on the planning process of Steel Rails, because this was my first one, Lakin kept on telling me every organizer has this like aha moment, this moment at some point in the party where you kind of just realize that all this hard work that you had put in over the past several months was paying off. And so I wrote my editor's note about having my aha moment, because surely enough I did, and it was this stranger that reached over to me in the crowd as our headlining band Crownlands was playing, and he like put his hand on my shoulder, and I had no idea who he was, and he was like, hey, he's like, were you one of the ones that booked this band? And I was like, yeah, I was. And he's like, oh, they're so awesome, like my friends and I are having such a great time, this party's super rad, thank you so much. And I started tearing up to let you guys know, I cry very easily. Yeah. This isn't like I'm a crier, so it's okay. I was fine. But I started tearing up, and then he just like looked at me like he was so uncomfortable, like this poor stranger that was just like trying to give me a compliment, and then I had a complete meltdown in front of him. And he's like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just really overwhelmed right now. Because for me, I've seen like that moment where this stranger had reached out to me and told me that he had a really good time. Was my moment where I was like, holy shit, everything has really come together. All of the hard work that we did, all of the booking, all of the like contacting people back and forth, all of the stress that it wasn't going to happen, it actually did happen and it came together. So random dude in the crowd, I'm sorry that I cried at you, but thanks for the compliment. I mean, telling somebody that they did a good job seems so simple, but it can like really mean a lot in the end. So I was wondering if Lakin and Care, if you guys had kind of an aha moment this year, or if you had an aha moment in previous years that are like worth talking about.
I was gonna say I have one every year. I would agree with that.
Every year you get one.
And this year there were even some leading up to it. I think Lakin surprised me with a sky dancer, which is one of those wiggly armed inflatable. And so when that thing filled with air, it was just before the buses were going to start arriving, and that was the moment for me where I saw the train in the background, I saw the crowds, that you know, all of our volunteers putting the last minute touches on things, the keg trailer with all the wonderful beers sponsored by our amazing partners, and I just thought it's coming together, and so that was for me the moment. But I'd say overall, 2016 at the lot, Lakin and I shared a moment right as Lemon Bucket was finishing up at the end of the night. Somebody let fireworks off, and so there was this
at a different party.
There was this incredible fireworks display right over our heads, and we kind of had our arms
for fireworks.
No, it was a beautiful coincidence. Somebody else had happened to light off fireworks. It was wonderful.
It was just so perfect. The timing, everything. It was like the last song, and someone came up to us as Lakin and I were taking it in, and I think that was our big aha moment that year. Like, we did it. Mm-hmm. We did it off the train. We did it somewhere new. You know, and it's still amazing. And as the fireworks were going off, someone said, "Oh my gosh, you really thought of everything." Lakin, of course, as she just did, was, "Oh, I didn't get a permit for this. It's not ours." And in my head, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, be quiet. We planned all of this. Yes, yes, take it in. It's perfect." And it was, I think it was just a family reunion.
Yeah, it was
at a baseball diamond or something.
The fire marshal was there too. Yeah. Yeah, that night, 2016 was a, because we were off the train, there was so much anxiety of, will people still love us? Are we required to be on the, is the magic of Steel Rails that train? And I think that's why 2016 is so special, and one, because I also love Pep, like Lot 42, they're an amazing, they're still our sponsors to this day, they're amazing, so.
Yeah, shout out to Pat Doyle, who had the most fun that night.
Yeah. Pat's the best.
Yeah, they're all great.
But yeah, I think we were just there when Law 42 was still, like, literally a factory. There was machinery inside. We couldn't use the inside building. Mm-hmm. And if you see it now, like, we've been there a few times for events. It's so, they've put so much work in. So to be there before and for them to just trust us of, we're going to have a weird art party here. Just, can we move all these shipping containers outside? I'm going to put artists in them. And they're like, yeah, sure, sounds great.
Do whatever you want.
And then there's, we painted, one that year we painted this train car with John Johnson of Bareface. Shout out to John. And we painted this shipping container with the train on the outside. And we were there till like 2 a.m. with spotlights and floodlights, just painting this train in the cold. To get it ready, like, 2-3 days leading up to it.
The night before, wasn't it?
It was, like, right 3 nights before.
Right up,
like,
until the night or two before,
we did, like,
yeah.
3 nights in a row. Just painting this train to be, like, we wanted to remember where we came from, but also say, like, change is good. Mm-hmm. And you can still see that train from the highway, and I always, like, when I pass by, and I can be, like, we did that, and that's there, and that was me, and that was my team, and we did great things. And so then when Lemon Bucket, they were a phenomenal headliner that year. I was tending bar at the end of the night because I wanted to let some of my volunteers take a break. So I was behind the bar as the band was playing. And we had this vision when we were, like, pitching out ideas. We're like, oh, we should have someone kind of, like, Pied Piper, like, the crowd around the lot. Was our vision. Was we really wanted people, because there was two different sides kind of to the lot. And we wanted people to go around to the other side. And it never came to fruition. It never became something we could have figured out how we were going to do, and we're like, you know what, that's just, like, one of those ideas you pitch out. But then the band was so inspired in their playing that they hopped off the stage and they were just, like, dancing and playing, and there's, like, 15 people in that band. There's a big band.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they started leading them around, and they went over to the hay bales and the fake campfire we had set up, and they were, like, all dancing, and it had happened. And what we had wanted and what we had been trying to figure out for so long had just, like, organically happened. And that was my moment of me just standing behind the bar, and I could finally let go of all my anxiety and stress that I carry around that makes us all safe at Steel Rails.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my goodness, like, we did it. Like, it's here, it's happening, everyone's having a great time. And again, yeah, we did it off the train. That magic wasn't lost from it. Mm-hmm. And then this year to be back, just the length of the train was impressive, to just go from one end to the other and to encounter, like, 12 different parties, like, full-out parties happening of people interacting with art.
And the crew from Libro Credit Union, too, they were, I feel like they stretched the train back and forth. They must have done a lap around it, like, 2 or 3 times, because I was always passing them. So, I mean, just bumping into people in general throughout the whole way, it's fun. You never know who you're going to bump into. old friends make some new friends. It's great.
Yeah, this year dancing in Regina Gently's car was when it started to get really hoppin', and she was just blaring her 90s tunes and her own music, too, and it was just to see, like, she even sat down in one of the comfy plush chairs and kept crossing her legs over, preventing this one guy from, like, really walking through the catwalk, and it was just such a pure, like, cutesy, humorous moment that it was like, these people are just having this connection on this train, and everyone's kind of involved in it, and that was when I was like, we did it, it's here. Also, with the train, it's a little bit better, because you can... Once the train has left, it's all that you can do at that point. What is on the train is on the train.
The control is completely gone.
And like, you just have to be like, I'm just here to help feel like, oh, we got to run and get cups. Yeah. That's what I did. And like, got to check in on my bartenders. But it's what we loaded on. It's the artists are here. And I think it's just the journey.
Mm-hmm. I thought like with the size of the train this year, it was crazy to see both ends. Like those, I think... Both end cars are worth talking about and noting because they were similar but so different. So we had Regina Gently, who's an incredible performer, on the one end, and I spent a good amount of time in her car, and then I like thought I was going to have a spell of heat exhaustion, so I had to leave. But then on the other end, we had John Johnson and Shane Byers in their party car that they had turned into like this really cool bush party, and I started my night at that car. And then I couldn't even get into it at the end of the night. I was like, I was going to try. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go see what's going on in John's car. And I like tried to walk through that tiny little passageway. And it was just like everybody was falling out of the car. Not actually, figuratively. Like into the hallway. Thank you.
I had that same experience at the end of the train ride with Regina's car, too. Yeah. I tried to get in, and I couldn't. I was standing up on a chair trying to take photos with my camera because I thought, I want memories of this. But and then when I got home, I realized it's all of my college friends surrounding Regina in the middle of it having the time of their lives. And I'm like, that's where you all went.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I think overall, great party.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you to everyone who bought a ticket to our mysterious party and like had fun and survived the rain and really made the most of it. Mm-hmm. And all the cars in between. I don't want to just like say the two ends were the best cars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, Carmen's like under the sea, like recycled things. They were beautiful. Like,
Sam's Naked Eye. Yeah. And that was
that's on cover this year.
Yeah.
Amanda's neon car, her paper forest. Incredible. Mm. The photos that came out of that.
Lights, yeah.
Sarah's incredible puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. Paige's pinatas.
Her pinata of me, and I didn't think it again. I left it in the care of some people, and I never got back to it, but there were some photos taken, so that's good.
Those pinatas made their way off of the walls throughout the end of the night.
I was like, found the one that she had made of me. It was not very descript, I would say, of me, but whatever. And it was like hanging on a wall, and I was like, oh, cute. So I was gonna take a photo with it, and then as I was standing next to it, it fell. Like, I didn't even touch it yet, and it just fell on the ground. So I was like, oh no. And so I like picked it up. So I'm carrying this head that does not look like me, but Paige says it did.
Kind of did.
It had bangs. And everyone was like, oh, you got a pinata? And then I had to tell people along the train, and then this one guy came up to me at the end of the night, and he's like, where is your pinata version of yourself? He was very concerned that I had lost it.
I mean, you can't isolate one artist because every single car...
It wouldn't be Still Rails without them.
Exactly.
I had a blast animating the car with Insight Eye Care. Those guys, they come back every year. They are so much fun. And this year, the way they dressed up, Nicole as Wilhelmina Wonka, and Neil as Max from Where the Wild Things Are, we had a blast. Yeah. So I just...
And your car looked great, too. You put so much work into it, and it looked amazing.
I had a little bit of help from our team, too. It was a lot of fun. So I just, to everyone who supports Steel Rails every year, like all of our volunteers, all of our sponsors, and our beverage craft beer vendors, Willy Ball that was there this year as well with gin, like every year it just seems to get bigger and better. And to both of you, this was a dream. So I think overall it was great. Yeah.
How do you feel now you've got one under your belt, Beth? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that the day after, I had to really tell myself to stop focusing on all of the things that we could have done differently. I think that I got into that headspace where I was like, oh, we should have done this, we should have done this. And then I had to kind of, like, climb out of that. And it was really nice. The next day after Steel Rails, on Saturday, you guys came over to my house, and we had some friends over, some people that had volunteered that had been involved, and we just hung out in my backyard. And I think that's when I was like, because I mean, like, we were all telling each other that we all did such a great job, and like the conversations between the three of us were like so positive and so reassuring and validating and nice, that I think I just had to tell myself, like, everybody had such a good time, nothing went wrong, everything was great. Of course there were like a couple little hiccups here like along the way, but I think that that's just the way that event planning goes, and that not everything's going to be 100% perfect, but I think that we're in a really good spot for next year, which is the 10th anniversary of Steel Rails. Mm-hmm. So like Kara just said, every year things get a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. I mean, we have not really talked about the 10th yet.
We'll switch it up and get smaller. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe we will sell 10 tickets. We probably won't. No. Yeah, I think we're in a good spot for next year. I think between the three of us, we all have really, really great and very different ideas. And I think that's why we create such a diverse party every year, is because we care about the input of people. If any of our guests have ideas, we want to hear about them. Readers of the Community Edition have never been to Steel Rails before, and but they're looking for something specific that isn't offered in the region, like, let us know. Those are things that we all want to hear. I think that sets us up to be successful, is our ability to take feedback really well, and to be constructive of our own performance, but also to give ourselves a pat on the back when we deserve it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. How do you guys feel about the 10th?
It's exciting.
I'm excited, yeah. Normally after Steel Rails, you're like, don't talk to me until January. Yeah. But, I mean, we have to start talking before then.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I think there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of history to honor in the 10th. So I'm excited to say, even before the 9th had even happened, we were like spitting out ideas of like, oh, we should do this next year. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
We'll get this one done first, yeah. and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's definitely, as Lakin said, a lot of history to honor. But as it gets closer, it also feels to me like, where do we go from here? Like, how does it continue to evolve? Because it has over time. That's, I think, what makes it exciting, is to see where we go from 10 years and beyond, and where it'll end up and what that will look like. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we'll be starting to plan immediately.
I know, it just inspired me. Like, even walking this year, we had all but one former organizer on that train.
Yeah.
So Steel Rails started. We were missing one. We missed you, Megan. Yeah. But like that, just that alone, to have that... this crew who, like, every time you ran into them, they were just so supportive because they knew how much work and how much time had gone into it. Yeah. And how we had done it differently each year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what we all come up with for the 10th.
Yeah. It's yeah. funny, too, because when you look at some of those organizers, Bryn or Hillary or Allie, they try to come and enjoy the party. But I don't know that, you know, even Haley this year, I don't know that anybody who's ever planned Steel Rails can fully sit back and not feel invested in the process.
The first time I saw Allie, she just, like, looked at me and she was yelling because it was, like, across this rainy way. And she was like, are you okay? This is yeah. when I was having my meltdown when we had to move everything inside. Yeah. And I was just like, yes. And she was like, drink a beer.
I feel like Bryn at this point can see it in our face. He'll be like, is it ice? Do you need ice?
Yeah.
It's always ice.
Yeah.
It's always ice. But anyways, I don't think I will keep you two much longer in this very warm studio.
It's
we're
so
all like, all of our faces are like slightly moist. And we all just look really uncomfortable. Yeah, Lakin's wearing like a shirt that's buttoned right up to her neck, which is absurd. But
take these buttons off. It's going to be great.
But once again, thank you so much to all of our volunteers, to our sponsors. Like, party wouldn't have happened without your support.
It really would not.
But thank you so much to everybody who bought a ticket. Like I said, as cheesy as it was, my editor's note, the train can't leave without passengers. So every year, you guys that buy the ticket are just as important as anybody else, and we want you to have fun, and we want to hear from you, and we want you guys to come back next year. It's so important that you guys come back next year.
And thank you for trusting us all yeah. the time.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's amazing that this gets to be our job. I mean, Beth wrote that in her editor's note of find a job that lets you jump on the train,
mm-hmm.
Or some sort of better worded version of that. But it's like, thank you for trusting us and allowing us to make this our gig. Like,
yeah.
It's really cool.
We're pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the July issue of the Community Edition is on stands right now. You can pick it up anywhere on King Street. And make sure to check out thecommunityedition.ca for online content. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
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 TCE Radio is a product of the Community Edition, Waterloo Region's independent monthly newspaper. TCE Radio is produced by Care Lucas and is hosted by me, Beth Bowles. Our publisher is Lakin Barton. To listen to more episodes of TCE Radio, go to communityedition.ca or check it out on the iTunes app. Thanks for listening.